AI is trying to take over the world of gaming. Imagine you're playing a classic Nintendo game, let's take Super Mario Bros. For example, and then suddenly, AI takes over everything and turns your game into a horrible controlling game with graphics that don't even look like a game anymore. Mario doesn't look like himself, the terrain looks like a cartoony mess, and the coins aren't even coins, they're just mush in the air. This is an example of what AI could do to your games. A delayed game is eventually good, but a rush game is forever bad. That is what the founder of Super Mario, Shigeru Miyamoto, says about game development. AI is what pushes this quote even further because of what it does for gaming. It uses what it knows about games and creates a ruined and rushed mess, horrifying anyone who sees it. An example of this comes from a game called Dead Rising. And it has bad AI where it could make the AI-controlled enemies run into walls and not work well. AI is going to ruin gaming by trying to take it over with its growing knowledge and ability to take away people's jobs. AI is a big problem all around the world. But what even is AI? AI stands for Artificial Intelligence and was created for many purposes. An example of one of these purposes comes from the article, 14 Things AI Can and Can't Do, from Geeks for Geeks. And it talks about how AI can be used for medical purposes. It says, machine learning models trained on medical data can identify anomalies in imaging scans, detect early signs of conditions like cancer, and recommend treatment options, often with remarkable accuracy. AI-powered diagnostic tools, such as IBM Watson Health, provide clinicians with evidence-based insights, improving patient outcomes. This shows how AI can do things like identifying things that could get someone sick, or even find signs of deadly diseases that can assign a person that has those signs with treatment options that could try and save them from dying. This is a problem, though, because humans could do even better than AI, maybe even surpassing it if they just try hard enough. Over the past year, AI has been used for making full-on video games, or have been used for in video games as a tool to help fix things. An example of this comes from the article, Video Games Are In For Quite A Trip, How Generative AI Could Radically Reshape Gaming, from CNN. In this article, it talks about how AI is beginning to reshape the gaming world. It says, earlier this year, LaForge launched Ghostwriter, a text-generating AI tool designed to help writers create a greater variety of original dialogue for non-playable characters, or NPCs. And in 2022, it tested new technology that helps to generate more realistic and natural gestures in NPCs that matches the tone and mood of their speech. This explains how AI is creating tools and trying to fix normal video game problems like NPCs. This is a problem because AI shouldn't be the ones to try and fix this mess. Humans should be, because AI is unreliable in most cases. Another reason why this is a problem is because it's taking the jobs for the people who are actually supposed to make the NPCs are being lost because of AI. AI is worsening the world more and more for employed humans. Some data here from the article, How Will Artificial Intelligence Affect Jobs from 2025 to 2030, from Nextford University, shows just how much AI will take over jobs. It reads, artificial intelligence, or AI, could replace the equivalent of 300 million full-time jobs, a report by investment bank Goldman Sachs says. This report also predicts two-thirds of jobs in the U.S. and Europe are exposed to some degree of AI automation, and around a quarter of all jobs could be performed by AI entirely. This proves how AI is taking more and more jobs from people, causing them not to get the money that they deserve. This shows how this is a big problem because AI is literally taking the ability for people to live their lives by getting the money they should get from working hard. Examples of different jobs that get taken over by AI include things like animating for games, creating code, or even publishing the games themselves. Speaking of Nintendo games, even the company themselves talked about how AI is bad for gaming. In the article, Nintendo Plays Its Games Will Be Made by Humans, from Fast Company, it talks about how the Nintendo president, Shintaro Furuta, talked about AI and the Nintendo company on its own. He says that while Nintendo was open to utilizing technological developments, the company has decades of know-how in creating the best gaming experiences for our players. What he said even shows how a huge company like Nintendo thinks that even about using AI, they already know how to create video games that give the players the best experiences. This is good, because since Nintendo is a big company, this might influence other companies or even game makers to not use AI for creating the game and instead make it themselves. This was important for me to talk about because I wanted to explain how bad it is to use AI for making games. And I'm really surprised to see people talking about how AI is becoming the best tool that should be used and how AI is going to take over the gaming world forever. It's really important overall because, being a gamer myself, I don't think I want to see games that have brought me joy in my life be recreated by AI. That's what AI can't do that humans can. Humans put their heart and soul into a game to make it so memorable that people want to play it over and over again. AI, on the other hand, only knows how to try and recreate that, but it fails. This is because humans have that special touch that makes the game 10 times better.